We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, this is not one of the great songs of the 1980s, but it is a great song, and it is the king. And every Thursday at this time, we go from one king to the next, from Elvis to Howard. Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers Wings and Other Things in Conshohocken, offering contact-free takeout and delivery. Be sure to order their boneless wings next time you're there. For the menu, visit FWOT.com. That's F-W-O-T, Fingers Wings and Other Things, FWOT.com. King, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing absolutely sensational.
Good.
Never had a bad day in my life. I've registered for a license for a food truck on Broad Street for the 76ers championship parade.
We got sarcasm right out of the gate. Howard, is the town getting a little...
You mean they're not going to win a championship? You know, that's just, it's the same as you. It's like, you know those cartoons where you have those thoughts that are written and circled above the guy's head?
Of course.
It's like you playing sports. It's a dream, and it's a circled thought, because nobody's ever seen you other than Dream Week, and that was a failure. So,
Howard, you and me on a basketball court anytime you want, and it would be pathetic. I mean, for me to even step on the court with you would be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
It's okay. It's okay. Now, Howard, are you saying they won't win it because of what they have or the other two teams, Brooklyn and the Lakers? I mean, like, John's thinking NBA title this year. You're obviously not.
No, I'm not. They don't have enough. And just to straighten this out, I've continued to say Joel Embiid is a terrific player. I just don't think he's the MVP, but he's a terrific player, and he does a lot of good things. But he does miss games, and this year he can deny it all he wants, but he misses games, and it's been against some good opposition at his position.
But they're managing him. I mean, Howard, you know the deal. The goal is for him to be dominant in May and June. That's the goal.
Jokic has played every game. So, you know, you can manage what you want, but you need players because they're going to be in a fight. And Brooklyn, I think we all agree, is Brooklyn's a better team. And I'm going to put another guy into the MVP mix, and that would be James Harden. Boy, he does whatever he needs to do.
He's
he
amazing.
Needs to be a point guard. He's a point guard. If he needs to be a two guard, he's a two guard.
Yep.
If he needs to shoot, if he needs to pass, the guy is unbelievable. And that, if I'm going to take this a step further, why didn't Daryl Morey go further with the Houston Rockets with James Harden on that team? And
that's not fair. They had Chris Paul for a few years. They had Russell Westbrook, I think, for a year. They didn't have a ton around them, and they built that from scratch.
Okay, well, here's the point.
And they didn't have the luxury of top five draft picks that can become superstars from the draft. I mean, it was an incredibly impressive achievement to get as far as they got.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
Mean, Russell Westbrook didn't work. He's got to make – I think he's a sharp guy. I mean, so don't get me wrong here. But he's got to have the guts and the gonads to make a trade to get the team over the top. And I don't think he did a good job of that with Houston. And he's got to do – he only got Embiid, I figure, 3 more years. Because, you know, big guys, history shows they don't last a long time. And the Sixers got a lot of – I looked at the schedule today. Boy, they got a lot of back-to-backs and 3 games in 4 nights coming up in the second half of the season. So that is going to be a little bit of a problem. But nonetheless, he is a really good player. But I'm surprised that Utah didn't double him and leave Ben Simmons open, because Ben Simmons is not going to shoot. He's going to try to pass it somewhere. And, you know, you switch and you move around. With Ben Simmons on the floor, and you brought up T.J. McConnell. Boy, wouldn't I love to have T.J. McConnell there for that last possession?
No.
I would.
No.
You have another option on the floor.
I mean, Howard, we're talking about trying to beat the Nets and Lakers, and you're giving me T.J. McConnell?
Yeah.
Well, no, in that situation, he's a backup player. He's just – the point I make, the Lakers – lost the game here, probably should have won, that they did the right thing. They doubled Embiid, and the Sixers got an offensive rebound and continued the game and then ended up winning the game. And Tobias Harris only had 9 points going into the overtime. So Tobias Harris is just a nice player. Nothing special. He's not an all-star. So when you look at this team, they're a good team. I agree with that. They are a good team. But they're not a championship team. Not with the team that they have now. They're not a championship. I mean, I thought they got some shooters this year. But, you know, people bringing up Seth Curry and Danny Green, it's just like, what do you have there? You have guys that are inconsistent. One game, Shake Milton might have a good game. Matisse all of a sudden has evaporated. So I don't know what they have from the outside. And in the game today, if you hope to win in the playoffs and you hope to not have Joel Embiid double-teamed, and he – don't get me wrong, and Joel can whine all he wants and bring my name up and all those kind of things. I think he's a terrific player, but I don't think he's the MVP. I'd rather have Jokic than Embiid. I would.
So you're saying the issue that you have, the reason Joel Embiid is not the MVP is because they load manage him?
I'm tired of hearing load management. He's the one that bails himself out with back stiffness. So how about the game he came out and he warmed up and all of a sudden, my back's stiff. You can't do that. You got to play through some of these aches and pains and injuries. Yeah, forget about load management. That's not a term that's allowed to be used anymore. And in Embiid's case, obviously, physically, he can't take – it's a condensed schedule – and that's a little bit of a problem for him, especially with back-to-backs. Let's see what he does when and playing the games. I don't want to hear about
Howard. What is your reaction to Embiid invoking your name last night postgame?
I don't really care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It's just he's got an opinion. And the thing I mentioned the other night, and your boss made an issue of it, but he misunderstood me. I said Embiid doesn't come to the post all the time. I don't mean the low post. I mean it's a horse racing term because he's not there. He's missed. Jokic has not missed a game. Embiid has missed, what, six games, and it's a tough second half of the season. Six games and a half a season. So and it hasn't been as tough as it's going to be the second half. I don't have a problem with that.
Howard, just to be clear about my boss is your boss, and your boss is your son. So just let's make sure we understand that. All right, Howard, let's get to some Eagle stuff.
Is that
here.
Right? I didn't understand that dynamic.
Yeah, your boss is your son, and really? I don't know. That says something about you. All right.
Yeah, and he was a Knicks fan when he was a kid.
All right, Howard, the Eagles. Do you think it will be a mistake if they restructure contracts that commit them to some of these older, formerly or still quality players that commit them to 2022, 2023 salary-wise? Do you worry about that?
I worry about it with the wrong players. But Brandon Graham plays hard all the time. Is he the same player as he was 5 years ago? No. But I mentioned it last week with Joe Giglio that it's great that he wants to stay here. It depends on how they restructure it, but I'm glad to see he wants to stay. Zach Ertz is really an interesting situation. I don't think he will stay because he's not the number one tight end anymore. And I don't know why you keep him. And I love Zach Ertz is what, as a human being, as a person, he is top notch.
Yeah, he is.
Plays hard, but he's been hurt the last couple of years. So, it depends on who they do it with. They got to be careful. But I am really proud of Brandon Graham that he knows he had to take a pay cut. He's not one of those guys that say, nope, I'm not going to do it. I don't think he's going to play hardball. And I was told that that is absolutely going to be worked out. Derek Barnett, maybe not so. Jason Peters is still trying to find another job.
Have they closed it down?
Derek Barnett is out?
I think it's shaky right now. Yep. Yeah. Yep, because look at his number. And I don't know that at his age that he's going to want to take a restructured contract. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what he and his agent do.
Howard, have the Eagles told Jason Peters, we do not want you on the team anymore?
I don't think they have to. He's not coming back. Do we really think he's coming back?
No, I just – you invoked his name, and I just wanted to –
because he was on the NFL Network, saying he still wants to play, that he can help a team.
Yeah.
So that's why I referenced that. I do want to mention one other thing.
Well, we know that the owner might want him back.
I think the owner understands it at this point. I think, you know, you got to move forward. You got two people at left tackle, and one of them's got to win the job And you can't just keep on moving Jason Peters around. It's one other thing I didn't mention about the Sixers, because you guys are goo-goo gaga over that big win last night. I mentioned the other night with Joe Giglio. He asked me, who do I like in the game? I says, Utah's at the end of a long road trip. They're a team that's got a long – this is bad for teams, and I see it all the time. They have a long trip home at the end of a road trip and right before the All-Star break. Those guys, I said it would be an embarrassment if the Sixers didn't win the game. And they didn't really play well the first half. And I don't know that they impressed me enough other than the fourth quarter. They trailed most of the game. And Utah was in a very vulnerable situation. You don't get that. You got it with the Lakers. You got it with Utah. When you get those teams from out west, and this one was even more so because it was right before the All-Star break. This was an easy game to bet because of that situation. 75% of the time, those teams don't win. And so I look at it that way. Utah is a better team.
So not an impressive win in your book.
Not because of the situation. It was impressive at the end, but you got to play more than just the last 3 to 5 minutes of a game. Otherwise, you're not going to win. You're not going to come close to winning a championship.
All right, Ken, get yourself some fingers, wings, and other things. We appreciate you being on the show. Thanks, Howard.
I will. Yeah,
thanks,
you too. Howard. And Joe, you know, keep those thoughts coming out of your head about you playing whatever sport it is, because it's all a dream.
All right, there he is, the King, Howard. Get out of here, Howard. Get out of here. By the way, one thing I got to correct myself. We were talking about 20 minutes ago. Last time the Sixers had the best player in the league. And I don't think Iverson was an 0-1, even though he was the MVP. Shaq definitely was. I think you got to give it to Moses.
I was going
to
say Moses. When you said it, I thought about bringing it up, and I stayed back. But.
Just that one year. Now, you're at a point in it. And first off, he was the MVP of the regular season. He was the MVP of the finals. Now, you are at a point of a fairly young but still already great Magic, and a fairly young but still great already great Bird, both of whom have already won a title, and Kareem. So they would be the three competitors in 83. But I think what Moses did in 83 signifies that in that year he was the best player in the world.
Okay, so the last time they had the best player in the NBA,
1983,
they won.
You're right.
The championship.
They won it all. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, coming up, a national football reporter, NFL reporter, with a report about this NFL offseason. And it really caught my attention when I read it, and certainly could have an impact on the Eagles in a lot of different ways. What that report is, we'll tell you next. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. On WIP.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.